mainly I am a musician, but I don't have any, I'm not a trained musician. I am self-taught. I think that's one of the key of what I do. I don't have strong reference, academic strong reference in music. So I feel, I don't feel any strong constraints toward history of music, or I'm really not influenced by the categories, and sometimes I'm surprised to be in this category and not in this one, or and perhaps sound art, for me all is sound art or something like this, because as I studied for a long time, visual art is closer to what a visual artist is doing with whatever material and anything visual, and even words. The only style I respect as a style in my own work is jazz, because when I play jazz, I think about what is jazz, and because it's a music I know quite well, and even if I never learn it also, but I listen to a lot of it, and for me it's really an idiom, whereas like electroacoustic music or which I discover in the same time as jazz, for me it's not an idiom, it's a technique. I am interested in the process of composition of many composers, but doesn't have the same rule for me, the same role in my own process. I use sounds, and I use instruments that do sounds, machines, and try to think with it and propose some process that could be compared to thinking process. Perhaps all my work is always how to consider what is considered as constraint, usually not to consider it as constraint but as condition. So for example, organ, I come to an organ, and they are all different. Most of them are in bad shape, unique and in bad shape, so even more unique. And the old chords are different, and the acoustic is different, and etc. And so, for me, this is the context, is making like a space, a landscape, in which I have to find my way. When you are walking in a landscape, the weather is not a constraint, it's conditional. So climate condition. For me, it's something like this. So even when I do radio, for example, it's radio because it's broadcast, but it could be on a CD or even it's very blurry, and actually I think it's very blurry, not only with me. Yeah, my main concern is to try to think, perhaps with mainly with no words, for example, with sounds, with formal sounds, with how to produce a sound, how to record it, how to mix it, compose with it. And more I compose for other musicians also, so for me it's very new. And I'm discovering a very interesting field that I didn't expected. In fact, I didn't expect. Like I am more working with the subjectivity of the instrumentalist than with the sound. Most of the composition I don't care about the sound. I care about his state or his or her the problem that the composition is for the instrumentalist. So it's like I give the condition and the instrumentalist has to find a solution. And it's not improvised at all, because it's really written, but it's written as a perhaps an informatic problem, no? And you have to program. Classical organ. Even if it's a recent one, it's the style is from like the 19th century, French 19th century. So it's the more common organ in this area of Europe, and in a bad shape. And as usual, nearly. It took me quite a long time to find my way with it. Also because it's quite small for the big space, and so it's not easy to fill the space, for example, I think that the small sounds and nearly the silence is what is more interesting in this space and with this organ, than trying to fill the space with sounds, because it will never fill it. I have the feeling that it will be never enough. Then the context is not only perceptive, of course, it's also all the fact that it's a monastery, and I try to be like a sponge and to not to avoid anything, to take it as it is. In French we have an expression I like, is charger le mulet. So the moula would be the music I do with this, and try to put everything in, like the weather, the architecture, the feeling, more and more. I would say that I have a relation with the organ that is connected to what is a machine. What does that mean to have this machine? It's like a boat or a plane. This whole history of music, in even if you don't want, each sound will be like full of influence, and you don't know if it's the organ that influenced the history of music, or if it's the stories of music that gather in the organ, and in fact it's both. Thank you. It's not new. I don't look for anything new, but I look for a point of view that will renew the listening we have of simple songs sometimes. Sometimes old organists, old organ player, they come to me and they ask, "Oh, how did you do that?" Or blah blah blah. And I did nothing special. Really. I just put, and how did you do that? You know? Because they never do it. So it's very strange. It's very strange. I like this idea, I really like this text by Aristotle, where he says that mathematics exists because in the Egyptian time, the society decided to pay, to give money to people, to monks in fact, to live alone, not working, just praying. The society is offering us itself something that costs a lot, like to pay people to do nothing. And they invent mathematics. And I like this idea. I don't know if it's true historically, I don't know, but he said that. I don't remember where. For me, music, art has something to do with this kind of thing. Not only, of course. I think when we are artists, we think we are original and we are like unique, blah 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 blah. But in fact, it's the opposite. We, for example, in two centuries, all the music we do today will be like one thing. My music, your music, it will be, this is the music from this century, you know? Typical, you know? Like we do with, you know? So I think we are like sponge. More, perhaps more spongy than any other people. We take what is the feeling of the time, but then you have to. That's where the retirement is necessary. Once you took everything, you have to give it back, and probably violently, in fact. Because you show people, that's what the time is. That's why often art is violent, or music, or... So that's where it's connected to monks for me, this time, this reflection thing.